Chapter 2. What Really Causes Heart Attacks. A baited cat may grow as fierce as a lion. Samuel Palmer, British painter and writer. Like most people, David Bobbitt thought that the key to avoiding heart disease was dodging such bullets as obesity, high blood pressure, a couch potato lifestyle, and a junk food diet. I'm unbelievably disciplined about following all of the standard recommendations for keeping your heart healthy, says the 52-year-old CEO of a $500 million global corporation based in Ireland. I'm 5'11" and 150 pounds. My blood pressure is 110 over 70, which is very good, and I don't smoke or eat meat. I run 6 days a week, work out on an elliptical machine set at a very heavy resistance level, and eat a Mediterranean diet that's high in fruits and vegetables. David was equally diligent about getting an annual physical that included an exercise stress test. During the exam, he was hooked up to an EKG machine and a blood pressure cuff as he walked at a gradually increasing speed on a treadmill to see how his heart reacted to the stress of exercise. Developed more than 50 years ago and still widely used in standard care, treadmill tests check for signs of reduced blood flow through coronary heart arteries when the heart is working hard, such as chest pain, unusual shortness of breath, or blood pressure or heart rhythm abnormalities during exercise, all of which may signal blood vessel blockages that could lead to a heart attack if untreated. Since David always passed his annual stress test with flying colors, he didn't worry about the one bullet he hadn't dodged, his persistently high levels of LDL, bad cholesterol. My LDL had been high for nearly 20 years, but I never took medication to lower it, says the dad of six kids. I didn't think I needed a drug when everything else was so right and I felt great. A conversation with a business associate, however, fueled concern about another health threat. He insisted that I get a checkup at a medical center in Texas because the very thorough exam and tests he'd received there picked up early stages of skin cancer that other doctors had missed. That alarmed the fair-skinned Irishman, who ran outside in the sun almost every day. Concerned that his doctor might have missed signs of skin cancer during the annual physical he'd had 3 months earlier, he scheduled an appointment to coincide with